Stelling poll, Brexit project fear hits peak hysteria with plan to evacuate the Queen. By James Stelling poll on February 3, 2019. Brexit plan to evacuate the Queen, shrieks the headline of the Sunday Times. This is a new low for project fear. The propaganda campaign, conducted by Britain's deep state with generous financial support from the likes of George Soros, who has donated at least £400,000 to the campaign to derail Brexit, has attempted to frighten us with threats of everything from an outbreak of super-strong venereal disease to a collapse in the supply of drinkable water. Now they're so desperate they are roping in the royals. According to this story, the Queen and other senior royals will be evacuated from London in the event of riots triggered by a no-deal Brexit under secret plans being drawn up by Whitehall. Oh yeah? So secret that a Cabinet Office source has felt compelled to get them splashed all over page one of Britain's best-selling broadsheet newspaper. If this really were a leak of any importance, there would be an inquiry as to the whistleblower and heads would roll. But none of this will happen, of course, because A. The plan is not secret or important, and B. Its only purpose is to generate scare headlines like the one the Sunday Times has duly trotted out on behalf of the Remain propaganda machine. These emergency evacuation plans have been in existence since the Cold War, but have now been repurposed in the event of civil disorder following a no-deal Brexit, a Cabinet Office source told the Sunday Times. Repurposed. So, not new at all then. As leading Brexiteer Jacob Rees-Mogg has told the Mail on Sunday, this is pure scaremongering nonsense. The overexcited officials who have dreamt up this nonsense are clearly more students of fantasy than of history. The monarch's place is always in the capital, as the late Queen Mother, wife of George VI, made very clear during the Blitz. Rees-Mogg is right, of course. But I think there's a still more important point to be made about the utter dishonesty of this particular story. Its most glaring flaw is this: what possible reason could Britain have for rioting or experiencing civil disorder in the event of a no-deal Brexit? No-deal Brexit is what the majority of people in Britain voted for. If and when it comes, they will be festive, not restive. And they'll be more than willing to put up with any minor inconveniences, all of which will emanate, by the way, from the EU. Not from Britain, because, as in the war, the Blitz spirit will kick in as we united against a common adversary. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.